Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we are celebrating this Sunday, again, the Sunday of the forefathers, of the old prophets and old before Christ, the forefathers, and the celebration. And then yesterday's service, as you know, we have counted off many, many of the forefathers, starting from Adam, and going on through the whole Old Testament city, Old Testament life. My beloved, we have to realize that today's gospel was a very sorrowful one. Today's gospel, God gives a parable of how a master, a lord, sends his servant to fetch, he prepared a big dinner, and to fetch the people to come for the dinner. And as the servant went and approached some people, and they had an excuse, they can't come because they have bought a village, and they have to go look at it. And other ones didn't come because they bought five pairs of bulls. They're going to try them out. And another ones are telling you that they just got married and they can't come to the dinner. And everybody refused to come for the dinner. And of course, the greatest, saddest part is that when the Lord was talking about the feast that He's preparing for every one of us, is the Holy Communion, as in the priest is so saddened when he has a liturgy and he brings out the chalice, and there's hardly anyone coming up to the chalice, and sometimes even no one. And this is a terrible, sad thing, because everybody was too busy to prepare for the Holy Communion, to receive actually the body and blood of the Lord, to get the strength for their life. Because without the Lord, it says, there is no eternal life, and there is no life. So He had given His own flesh and blood for us to consume, to be able to renew our life. It's just like it was in the Garden of Eden. There was a special tree that the Adam and Eve could take from, and that would give them a longevity and eternal life. And, well, this is what the Lord is offering us, His own body and blood, to give us eternal life. And so many times we are too busy with other things to prepare, to do the proper fasting, to do the proper prayers that have to be done before, and of course attending the all-night vigil, and so on. And my beloved, so what did the master then he did? He sent then the servant to go on the crossroads and get the poor people, the lame and the blind, and whoever you can find, and that all those who were invited, they will not enter his kingdom anymore. And He says that many are called, few are chosen. Well, you and me, I sure hope that we want to be the ones that are chosen. But we have to work on it. We have to put more effort in to be able to receive communion more often, my beloved. This is our life. This is our life. Without the Holy Communion, we have no life. My beloved, we try to go more often to Holy Communion. We have to show the love, our love to the Lord, must be more than the love to our mother, as it says in the scripture, or love to a wife, or love to children. We have to have love for the Lord more than anything, and more than for our own body and our health and what have you. We have to always be willing to self-sacrifice for to be with our Lord. This is the true love. Look at the lives of saints. When you read and listen to them, or listen, you see that so many of them were going joyfully to the terrible tortures. They were going as if they were going to great holiday, and when they know that they are going to be quartered, or they can be burned, or all kinds of terrible things were going to be done to them. And they went there joyfully because they were doing that for Christ, because they loved Christ, because they knew that they wanted to be with Him eternity. And they saw that as being a beautiful way to be able to be with Him through the tortures. Because they remembered how He went through crucifixion for us to show us the love. And that's what we have to try to do. Orthodox Christians, we have to realize that we don't have to be afraid of the death. For us, death is the passing over from this life to the eternal, and to be with our Lord, which we always wanted to be. And may the Lord help us to work harder, though, because the Lord says that the kingdom of heaven is taken by force. Only those who exert themselves will be able to go there. And this is what you and me, we have to try to understand, and try to exert ourselves more to be with the Lord. May God bless you and give us all strength to follow on the road and which leads to the kingdom of heaven. Amen.